We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Feels like we're on edge today. I don't know. Biggie was just upset that people online are flaming Arby's steak bites. Hey, it's steak at Arby's. What do you want? Get what you get.
It is.
Well, we talked about them before they were introduced. And then when you see them on TV, they're just like little meat pellets that you just kind of dump out of a little cup. Mm-hmm. But what they don't really show you is how is one supposed to eat these? Because almost everything at Arby's you can just pick up with your hand.
Yes.
Are you picking up cubes of meat with your hand?
No, you're forking it.
Fork it. You got
to fork. They give you a fork. Look, Arby's.
They didn't have forks before, though, did they?
Oh, yeah. They've always, because they've had mac and cheese for a while now. And I think most restaurants at least have a fork and knife if you need it.
Not a knife. Burger King doesn't.
That's true.
Guy had a heart attack in there. No, he was disabled and he wanted his sandwich, his Whopper, to be cut in half. And they were like, we don't have a knife. What do you want us to do? He's like, how do you spread your mayonnaise onto the sandwiches? And they're like,
spatula.
Spatula. Big spatula right here.
We can spatula your Whopper. Yeah. Might take a while.
I'm going to spatch it in half for you.
Yeah.
The guy's like, I need a knife. Like, we don't have it. Sorry.
But I keep seeing people, you know, food reviews. I was part of a food podcast. You know, food reviews are everywhere now. Mm-hmm. And I keep seeing people buying the Arby's steak bites and being like, it's too chewy. It's steak from Arby's. What do you want?
Are you thinking their expectations were too high?
Yes. You don't get steak from Arby's.
Well, let me push back on that.
They do have the meats.
Their whole tagline is, we have the meats. And secondly, if you're going to put a product on your menu.
Oh, I think it's, I you know what? I want to try them because I bet they're better than people. I think now it's like cool to be like, Arby's.
Well, maybe.
You see a lot of Arby's hate, and I'm not here for it.
Well, clearly.
No, the Arby's does get tons of hate.
Yeah.
Do they?
Tons.
But if you are going to, now let's say they're terrible. You can't just say, well, it's Arby's. What do you expect? Because I expect a decent meal, especially if you're promoting it. I expect it to be worth what I pay for it.
Do you think, now, when Arby's introduced this product, steak cubes or whatever, did they say it's a limited time, or do you think they'll be on the menu for two years?
It's a limited time.
It's a test?
Yeah. It's not a test. It's everywhere. But I guess they're saying their steak bites are expensive, which I have no doubt. Most fast food, although prices are falling, is expensive. But I still think you need to know what you're getting when you go somewhere.
I don't agree with that. If McDonald's puts McPizza on the menu and they've sent it through the test markets and they've done all that stuff, they don't just add that lightly. You can't go in there and say, well, what'd you expect? It's pizza from McDonald's. It should be edible and tasty and affordable.
I don't agree with that. I don't.
Which part? The tasty part or the edible part?
I don't see how you cannot agree with that.
There's just something. I just think you still. There's some personal responsibility involved on knowing where you're going to get.
Personal responsibility. What are you talking about? If a restaurant puts something on their menu, you can't go. And I complain. I say,
this is barely edible. We know.
It's Arby's. Yeah. What do you expect? You can't say, well, what do you expect? You're at Arby's.
Actually, that's going to be my restaurant name. What do you expect?
No.
But I just think if you're in the mood for steak, like a good steak, why would you go to Arby's?
I understand that. I could say to you, I like steak. Arby's has it on their menu. It should be pleasing to the it should be taste good and be it should be good.
I think you're getting an $8 steak. Well, you know what you're paying for.
Well, I understand you're getting an $8 steak, but nonetheless, well, roast beef is expensive, but you can go to Arby's and get it and say, this is decent. You know, I got what I paid for. The restaurant should never say, well, what did you expect? It's Arby's.
Look at the sign, bro.
Hey, come on. you're at McDonald's. What do you expect? It's a salad. What do you expect? I mean, I expect a decent salad for the price that I'm paying.
I just don't agree.
I don't see how you can.
There's restaurants know what you're going for.
Well, then they shouldn't have it on the menu.
Well, I think, I don't know if you'll ever see steak bites again from Arby's. I don't know how they're selling. But I mean,
Anything you put on your menu should be quality. Anything you put on your menu should be quality for what it is.
Well, I will tell you this. They also have hamburgers on the menus at Arby's now. And we tried those on the food podcast, and those were tremendous. Great hamburger.
But, okay, what if I didn't like it? Should Arby's say to me, well, what do you expect? It's Arby's. It's a hamburger. We do roast beef. What do you expect? No.
If I was president of Arby's,
so they can make a great hamburger, meaning they can also make good steak bites, and they should not use the excuse, you're at Arby's. That's ridiculous.
I don't agree.
I know, it's ridiculous. Your argument is ridiculous.
My argument is just, that's just me.
No, it's like because you've been beaten down over the years. So what do you, just take what you get. No, this should be a decent product. You're charging me what you think is fair for it. It should be edible. It should
edible.
It should be tasty. I should walk away going, all right, that's pretty good.
I think people have high expectations. I think you're getting $8 steak from Arby's. And it's going to be an $8 steak, but I think people are expecting filet mignon.
Why do you think that?
At least from the reviews I've seen, people are just like, oh, not juicy.
Well, have you tried it?
No, I want to now.
Well, I mean, maybe it's just terrible. I mean, if it's terrible, that's inexcusable. You can't, restaurants should not have any option to make that as, I mean, no one should think, oh, what do you expect? It's Arby's. I just don't understand that. You're paying whatever price they charge, it should be a decent product because it's on the menu. Fire Dude, you're talking about the steak bites at Arby's. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I tried those steak bites last week, and they absolutely sucked. They were dry. They were burnt. It was horrible.
Well, what do you expect?
What did you expect?
It's Arby's. Now, what did you expect?
I wasn't expecting filet mignon, but I didn't expect a piece of leather.
There you have it. That is exactly as you should be. I don't expect filet mignon, but I don't expect shoe leather. It should be a decent product. It should not be, what do you expect? It's Arby's. Mm. Thank you, Fire Dude. Appreciate that. Jason, you're talking about the Arby's steak bites as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Love the show.
Thank you.
I tried them last week. I'm up here in Boone, and I put them in a mac and cheese bowl. They were very tender. I loved them. Paid $9.
Well, now you're talking.
That's interesting.
Okay. So you liked them.
Thinking outside the box.
Maybe the mac and cheese bowl.
Put a little moisture into the meat.
Something into it. That's right. Thank you, Jason. Here's my whole point. You deserve better is what I'm saying to you. You deserve
better. Well, that could be said, yes.
And Arby's should. Look, people should never come to us and say, your opening segment was garbage. I can't say back to them, what do you expect at 6 o'clock in the morning? I cannot say that to them. That is not right. Mm-hmm. So Arby's should never, and no one should ever say, what do you expect? You're eating at Arby's. I expect a decent meal. The second caller just got the decent meal. He put it in a mac and cheese bite. I saw something, saw it on Facebook.
I saw it on the Facebook.
Okay. Okay.
It's a new segment, by the way. We're test marketing.
I'm all over Facebook. Let me tell you,
like stick nugs.
I won't be in here. I saw it on Facebook.
Okay. Hell no.
You take a Chick-fil-A sandwich. This is all the big thing now. You know about this?
I've seen many people in cars do things with Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
Yes. Food hack. You take your Chick-fil-A sandwich and you take the piece of meat off the sandwich. And you use the bag.
Barehanded.
And you use the bag that it comes in. You put it in the bag, okay? Put the bun off to the side. Put it on your steering wheel. Then you pour in some of their, I believe it was like the chili ranch. It comes on their Southwest salad.
Oh,
it's
okay,
like a ranch dressing.
Yeah.
Then you pour on top of that the little, you break them up.
So this is in the foil bag?
In the foil bag. You break up the little strips that also come on the Southwestern salad. So you crush them up, put them in there, shake it all up. Then it's coated with ranch and those little strips. Put it back on your bun, get it off the steering wheel, and listen, on Facebook, they're raving about it.
Oh, listen. There's a woman who has made a giant TikTok following. All she does is say, eating things employees eat, you know?
Yeah.
And her whole deal is she asks some employees of restaurants, say, what do you make that's off the menu? Because when I've worked at pizza places, we'd make stuff way, you know, I mean, we made breakfast pizza.
We did.
We made chicken cordon bleu pizza, stuff that, you know, you just do on your own. So she would do this. And I think she started that kind of, because they, one was like the buffalo ranch sandwich from Chick-fil-A. You take buffalo sauce and ranch, pour it in the bag, shake the bag up, put it back on the bun. And now she has a giant following because all she does is ask employees, tell me what I should order.
I should have done that in 1987. We were making stuff at the barbecue place you wouldn't even believe. You wouldn't believe it.
Is it like hush puppies and barbecue?
Well, I can't say.
Stuffed hush puppies?
Too much. People would say to us, these french fries are cold. It's 8:30. What do you expect?
What do you want?
I'm opening expectations.
You're crazy. You need to expect more from the places you go. It's that same concept when Burger King shows a burger on TV. It should look like the burger you get at the restaurant. Sorry, but it should.